we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show goes down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got some great texts. If you want to text in, we love that. That's very cool. We got hundreds of people in our text system now. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the phone number. You can call in or text in on it. Amanda from Decatur just texted in and says, hey, do you guys think the Democrats are up to something seeing how they all retired at once? I'm not sure which one she's talking about retiring at once. I mean, there's Pelosi and some others. But anyway, says, do you think our vice president will run for president? Well, I mean, right now she's technically one of the top of the tickets, Amanda, but I mean, I don't think she's even much loved at all by her own party. So I don't think so. I really think that I think the Democrats realize they've got a losing platform there with both Biden and or Kamala Harris. She goes on to say, she thinks that Florida's governor, DeSantis, and Condoleezza Rice would make a great combo. I don't disagree with that. I think Condoleezza Rice is amazingly sharp. I think she's probably more moderate than we see out of DeSantis, but who knows? Donna from Coleman says, wish the Republicans to pay more attention to the details. There's my monologue from earlier. She also says that carrot and raisin salad gives us a reason to vote for. Do you remember, Boomer, when Chick-fil-A had carrot and raisin salad?
I do remember this.
I love carrot and raisin salad. Are you a carrot and raisin salad fan?
I'm not really.
Oh,
no, I'm
see,
sorry.
I don't understand this. I'm now having to question your Southernism.
Yeah, my wife would love it.
Okay.
So
y'all have a mixed marriage?
Mixed marriage.
All right. But okay. All right. Good. I love carrot and raisin salad. That's like one of my favorite things. And I was bummed when Chick-fil-A did away with it. New on the text string, Gina from Pell City. Welcome to the text. We like having you there. Thank you very much. John from Huntsville, very complimentary about being back on the air today. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. All right. Listen, let me jump over into the first dipper here. All right. So, the home front, politics on the home front, things that are happening on the home front that you got to know is happening in your own state. I've got stories here from 1819 News, AL.com, AL Daily News. I think I have one from Yellowhammer. So here's the thing. There's a number of stories happening in the world of state politics and with state politicians on issues that affect you and I. And it's only going to get deeper as we get closer to the legislative session coming up. So State Senator Gavan will be here at the top of the hour. Sam Gavan, a good dude, represents Huntsville, one of the more conservative members of the body. He's got a piece here, a piece about him that came out. Jeff Poore, who will be on the show with us at 4, wrote this in 1819 News. It came out yesterday, Sunday. Said that Sam Gavan, and I've been calling for this, by the way, since back in the day I've been calling for this. When I was at the Policy Institute, I've been calling for this. How many of y'all knew that our state health officer, you know, the guy who kept making the proclamations that Governor Ivey would sign off on that would shut down the state in the pandemic? Our state health officer is not elected, nor is he appointed by the governor, nor is he confirmed by the Senate. He is not. Scott Harris, he's not. He has zero accountability to the people. Now, he might say, well, of course I'm accountable to the people. Really? How? Can we fire you? Can you be impeached? No. Can we vote you out next time? No, we can't. You know who appoints him? The State Medical Association. How does that even happen? I mean, who knew that? I mean, I spent 8 years in the state Senate. I had no idea. None of us had any idea that somewhere down the line, the State Medical Association got it written into the state code that the state health officer would be somebody of their choosing. I mean, not like down in Florida where Governor Ron DeSantis decides who he wants to have as a cabinet-level position for his state surgeon general, which is the same thing as what we have here. We call him the state health officer down there. They call it the state surgeon general. But down there, the governor appoints and the Senate confirms. So if you don't like the guy or lady, you go ahead and say, no, we're not confirming that one, and send it back. And oh, by the way, they can be impeached. Not here. The Medical Association appoints the person who had epic control over our lives during the pandemic, who helped shut down businesses, who did, 52 weeks of flattening the curve or more, who helped, with UAB setting up tracking apps to track your movements and, you know, and push for the vaccine and the vaccine mandates. And anyway, that guy needs to go. But that guy also needs to have a position change. I mean, if the Senate wants to confirm him, let it be. But at the very least, Sam Gavan says he believes there will be legislation coming up in the next legislative session, which is in February, I believe, maybe January this year, actually, to revise how we acquire, our state health officer. That's coming. That's coming, state of Alabama. Stand by. The dude that helped shut you down for over a year, that guy, is appointed by a group of doctors, not by the governor, not by the voters, not confirmed by the Senate, none of that. No accountability. We got to fix that. Got to fix that. Talk to Sam Gavan about that later on. Here's a new story. I'm on the home front. I'm just covering stuff that I think is significant to politicos and to people who pay attention to the details in the state of Alabama. So here's the thing. Gambling is always an issue in the state of Alabama. Always. It is always an issue. I'm going to tell you right now, it came up constantly during the 8 years I was in the legislature. It was a big deal before that during the Riley administration. Gambling in the state of Alabama is just the most just epic mess I've ever seen. And if you want a casino, they're not far away, by the way. It's not like you got a heart. Well, I just need one in my backyard. If I can't roll craps in my backyard, I don't know what's going on. I want to get my paycheck and just walk out the back door and roll craps and spin tables with everybody else. No. So what's happened is this. There are a few monopolies in this state. The dog track owners, like at Green Track, Victory Land, and then down yonder at Country Crossing, which has been the cause of so much trouble, and then, of course, the Porch Creek Indians, which are on tribal lands. And they have more casino style, although it's not full on. But nonetheless, the gaming situation in the state of Alabama, a bill was proposed in the legislature in the last couple of years that was one of the worst pieces of legislation I've ever seen considered. I went down to Montgomery and actually spoke against it. What it would have done is it would have said, you know, forget the free market. None of that free market stuff. We're going to embed in our state constitution the actual names of people who are allowed to have a casino. Now, I am not for casinos in the state of Alabama. I'm not a fan, especially under the levels of corruption that we've been seeing. Like one of them right now, I think it's Green Track, was recently assessed as having not paid its taxes to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars, and yet they want a license to have a monopoly on a casino. Really? So suddenly the bad actors are going to be good actors, so much so that we'll... I think even Governor Ivey said, well, it's just hard to enforce gambling in the state of Alabama, y'all, so we're just going to bring it out in the open and tax it. What? That's not leadership. Enforce the freaking laws you've got. Well, Attorney General Steve Marshall points out that there's electronic bingo halls right now in Jefferson County which are laundering money, in his opinion. 1819 News story came out today. Jefferson County Commission members have not been on the same page regarding allowing the bingo halls to operate, but Attorney General Steve Marshall said the Supreme Court has made it clear they are illegal. He says, we just obtained an order from the Supreme Court that makes it absolutely clear these are illegal, and we need local law enforcement to be able to do their jobs. Goes on to point out that for years this has been a thing. For years it's been a fight. For years there's been an effort to try and shut down illegal gaming. And yet, Jefferson County Sheriff Mark Pettway, who inexplicably just won his re-election. Jefferson County Sheriff Mark Pettway has previously said he's got bigger things to deal with. He's not going to worry about it. It's crime, but I'm not going to worry about it. Oh, really? Marshall said his office had seen evidence that the operations are ground zero for more serious crimes, including money laundering. He says, this is Marshall talking. He says, if we allow them to continue in violation of the law, number one, what does that mean about the rule of law? But also, we are, in essence, condoning illegal activity, and that's not where law enforcement needs to be. The Jefferson County Commission, they want it fixed. The County Commission President, Jimmy Stevens, said he thinks it's illegal. They need to be shut down, but we need the sheriff to do his job. Well, not happening right now. How about Pettway? All you listeners in Jefferson County, Pettway needs to do his job. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? Speaking of gaming, I told you about that really awful bill. And by the way, the bill was awful in a variety of ways. And I'm hoping to have some people on here soon to talk about what may be coming, because we do believe it's coming back. Will the gaming, by the way, the gaming interests kill their own bill every year because they're so freaking greedy they can't control themselves. They get their lobbyists in there and they start literally just like hammering away. I need a little more. Hey, can you let me remind you of this? Back in 2010, I think it was, during the bingo scandals, the bingo hall scandals, when what's his Milton McGregor was on trial, we discovered, now he was acquitted, I get it, but it was uncontroverted. The things we discovered were things like he was paying members of the legislative staff in the state house to make sure that certain words were included in legislation that would give him the ability to argue for things in court. Paying them on the side. How about this? We Republicans found out that he was paying our Republican caucus staff to tell him what was being said during our executive sessions. How about that? I mean, it was unreal, the things that were happening. How about the guy who was a chief witness in the case who died inexplicably the night before he was supposed to testify? Interesting. All that to say, the bad actors have been bad actors in Alabama for a long time, and they fought to get their names not just codified, written into the state constitution as the only ones who would then be allowed to have a casino. Rich Wingo, I love Rich Wingo, by the way. You remember Rich Wingo, by the way, Boomer? Do you remember him back in the day?
Yeah.
Old school Alabama football player.
Yes.
Played for Bear Bryant, went on to play for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Now he serves in the Alabama State House.
I actually did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Good. What a great guy.
Wow.
I mean, solid dude. Anyway, he's actually leaving the legislature, chose not to run again. He just did a podcast with the folks at 1819 News, and he said that he believes that coming, and I agree, I know it's coming. We can smell it. You can smell it from here. Coming up this next session, he really believes there's going to be another gaming bill that's going to try to do some of the same things that we've had before. His words, not mine, his words, the bad thing is, he says, we got a group of Republicans that have an R by their name, but they're moderates. They're not Republicans, but they run on the Republican ticket. That's interesting. Because, see, if you like casinos, okay, you can like casinos. What about this? What if I told you, literally, told you that you're only allowed to have one supermarket in town, and we're going to name it. We're going to call it Phil's Supermarket. It's just Phil's Groceries. There you go. It's Phil's Groceries. The city council votes, and they say, we're only going to allow one grocery store. It's going to be called Phil's Groceries, and that's it. And then you have to deal with it. They can set the prices how they want. There's no competition. The quality runs down. The free market is gone. That's exactly what they're trying to do. If you like casinos, you would want the best one, right? If you don't like casinos, then why would you reward the bad actors? But if you like casinos, why would you say, hey, by the way, can we just go ahead and say that the guy who didn't pay his taxes for the last 30 years, he's allowed to have one of the only licenses in the state? Why would we do that to ourselves? It's ridiculous. All right, I got more about what's happening on the home front, but right now I got to take a break. So I'm going to come back, tell you what's going on with the FBI at Redstone, tell you why the Supreme Court just spoke up, State Street Court just spoke up about free speech. And oh, by the way, why is it that Alabama cannot do an execution to save their own lives? It's amazing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Boomer, I love that bump, man. Did you just see me?
I was just
sitting back here just waiting for that one to play out, man. I know that the audience is like, is he going to come back on?
Well, they need to watch the live stream, the video stream sometimes, because then they'll understand.
Yeah, it's true. They can watch the live stream and just watch me just rocking with my eyes closed sometimes, just enjoying the bumps. Yeah. Okay. By the way, the live stream, if you're not familiar, the live stream is up every single time we're on the air. You can watch the video stream of the interior of the Right Side Studios, which is at www.rightsideradio.org. Make sure it's .org. Rightsideradio.org. I got a text here from Randall from Newmarket. I appreciate this one. He says, Mr. Rightside, you are on fire today. Love to hear happy laughter of grandkids. He got 8 grandkids himself, he says, and proud of your son and for all your family service. Thank you, Randall. I appreciate that. And if you missed it earlier, then I'm pretty sure you also just need to hear it right now. So I'm gonna go back right now. By popular demand, I am going to play again right now.
That's just perfect.
Here she goes again. Wait for it. Wait for it. She's going to go again.
That doesn't make you smile. I don't know what does.
Baby laughter is the best laughter.
Cackling. It's awesome.
Baby laughter. Just the best laughter of all. That is my grandbaby girl. She's 8 months old. She is something else. Hey, listen, in the few minutes we got left before Sam Gavan comes on top of the hour, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper, politics on the home front, things that are happening round about this listening area. So FBI at Redstone, you know, a lot of us are tracking this, like, what's happening? What are they doing out there? 5,000 employees, when's that going to happen? Well, so here's the deal. 5,000 employees won't be fully staffed until roughly the end of this decade. So we got about, 7-8 years left until we're there. But it's already cranking. It's about a $2.4 billion overall project. According, this is all the article from AL.com, by the way. AL.com dated yesterday, actually. It says that FBI Redstone has largely been seen as an economic development project for Huntsville, but it also comes with an immense mission. There are 7 buildings completed or under construction at the FBI's North Campus. There will also be a South Campus. About a $2.4 billion project, like I said, a total of about 5,000 employees once it's all finished. And it has an amazing mission. So in short, it says 19 of the 26 FBI divisions will have a presence at Redstone. And what's also interesting, I did not know this, is the person in charge is going to be an assistant director, one of the only assistant directors of the entire FBI that's not located in D.C. That's significant in itself. It's being called the second headquarters of the FBI. So it's going to be like one of the most major installations in the entire architecture of the FBI will be located right here in Alabama. And it's got a number of other things aside from the fact that it's got the headquarters divisions located there on the campus. It's also going to continue to have a counter-improvised explosive device center of excellence, which basically since like 1971, Redstone has had the hazardous devices school. You got EOD guys from the Army, you got FBI, you got other military services. They all go there for their training. I knew some guys that worked and trained there. And solid dudes. And anyway, so that's all going to continue to be there. The IT infrastructure division is going to be there. And these are not going to be, it's not going to be staffed with agents. It's not going to be the FBI agents. Agents are in the field. The field offices are elsewhere. I think the major field office for Alabama is in Birmingham. But there will be, there's currently like 1,400 employees in the Huntsville area now. And they plan to reach 3,000 in the near term, 5,000 by the year 2028-ish. So that's a big deal, y'all. That's huge for Alabama. And so that's going on. In case you were wondering about the FBI presence, there it is. And then this other story here that I'm going to have to get to after the top of the hour, I guess. I hear the music playing already. We got Supreme Court in Alabama speaking on free speech. We got Steve Marshall talking about healthcare worker vaccine mandates. And then there's the whole thing about Alabama's inability to execute a prisoner. What the heck? Coming up next, State Senator Sam Gavan. We'll be right back.